Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's listen to the Bible together and hear what God is saying to us today. Colossians chapter 3, verses 2 and 3. Think about the things of heaven, not the things of earth. For you died to this life, and your real life is hidden with Christ in God. The Apostle Paul's message was quite simply a matter of life and death. In the previous chapter, he referred to baptism as being an act of burial. In baptism, one life comes to an end and another one begins, in which the focus is Christ. That's why Paul encouraged his readers to make sure their primary focus was on heaven and not the things of earth. We all know the description of someone as being so heavenly minded that they're of no earthly use. Paul would absolutely disagree with that, believing the person who is focused on heaven would be the greatest possible use on earth. His view was that the person who was earthly minded was of no earthly use. Paul had a very clear idea of the dangers of allowing our earthly, sinful nature to be in the driving seat of life. He told his readers to put to death sexual immorality, impurity, lust, and evil desires, and warned them against greed. He observed that a greedy person was an idolater, worshipping the things of this world. Paul knew that a life totally focused on earthly things was bound to end in disaster. He told his readers to strip off their old sinful nature. They need to put on new clothing, the things that flowed from a life renewed in Christ. Paul spelt out the new clothing that Christians need to put on. The qualities which flow from the heart of God include tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness and patience. When we live clothed in that kind of life, the world around us will be blessed. Indeed, people will be touched by heaven itself. Let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you that you've made it possible for us to live a new life in Christ. Amen. Thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. You can hear me on podcast at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a great day.